Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Dr. Tom Tappet, who is the Chief Hospital Epidemiologist here at Vanderbilt University, and we're going to talk about pertussis. Dr. Tappet, what exactly is pertussis and how can somebody recognize the signs of it?
Pertussis, most of us know pertussis by its other name, whooping cough. And it's a respiratory infection that's caused by a bacteria called Bordetella pertussis that was a very common cause of childhood and infant illness back in the early part of the 1900s and until we had an effective vaccine to prevent disease. The challenge with pertussis or whooping cough is that it often presents initially like any common cold or respiratory infection with a cough, runny nose, sore throat that really is indistinguishable from other viral infections or other bacterial infections. And it's not until it progresses into a stage where you have very violent coughing, almost to the point of feeling like you have to vomit, and the kind of classic you lose your ability to take in a deep breath so you whoop, that's where the name comes from, and then have a lingering cough or even up for several months, that it gets its classic picture that very much characterizes it differently from those other infections. So it's really hard to tell at first if your routine cold is whooping cough or just a virus.
Recently in the news, it looks like there's been uptick in pertussis cases. Why is that?
That's a great question. We have seen, let's step back. Since we developed an effective vaccine that we give infants back now many decades ago, the rates of pertussis really dropped tremendously after vaccines came into play. But over the last couple of decades, we've noticed a slow uptick in disease, and it appears to be mainly in adolescents and adults. And that's probably because the vaccines that we got as babies don't work anymore at that point. We're seeing more illness, and we're getting a little bit better at diagnosing it. In the case in California, it seems that several of the cases related to unvaccinated young children. So by not vaccinating themselves, they perpetuate the spread of infection to others. So we're seeing that uptick both in the young kids, but then in the classic older adults and adolescents that have lost their immunity from the vaccine.
So what can you do to protect yourself from catching the pertussis?
Well, just like protecting you from any respiratory viral infection or respiratory bacterial infection is do all the basics. Do the stuff your grandma told you to do. Wash your hands. Make sure that you take good care of yourself. Eat healthy. If you do become ill, make sure you cover your cough and don't spread to others. But with pertussis, we do actually have several different types of a vaccine that can also be added protection for us. There's the classic vaccine we give in infants called DTaP, D-T-A-P. But now there's also a vaccine that's been now 5 years old since it's been licensed that's available for older children, adolescents, and adults called Tdap, or T-little-D-A-P, which has tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis protection in one vaccine. So it's similar to your regular tetanus shot, but instead has the extra protection against whooping cough. And that's something the CDC now recommends, that all adults under age 65 get vaccinated with a Tdap vaccine if it's time for them to get their regular tetanus booster. Now, if you're around small children at home, or if you're a healthcare worker around patients, they actually suggest you get vaccinated sooner than the every 10 years for tetanus. And if it's been only 2 years since your last tetanus shot, go ahead and get the Tdap instead to protect you and your from spreading it to other people.
So, Dr. Talbot, can you tell me why it's so important for healthcare workers in particular to get vaccinated against the pertussis?
Sure. Two reasons. From studies, actually, some of which done actually here at Vanderbilt, have shown that healthcare workers, by the nature of their work, being around sick patients, adult and children, are at increased risk themselves to catch whooping cough, so we need to protect ourselves. But then also, healthcare workers can serve as a vehicle to then spread pertussis to other patients. And there have been numerous outbreaks in hospitals and healthcare settings that have been traced back to an infected healthcare worker. So really, protect ourselves, protect our patients, and you also don't want to bring it home to your family and your loved ones, so protect your families as well.
Well, thank you, Dr. Talbot, very much for the information. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.